This audio file is a transcription of the CMI document. Since the document was written to be a printed document, there may be some elements that do not translate clearly. Accordingly, do not rely on this audio file, but use the printed CMI as the authoritative document. This is the consumer medicine information for Emycin. Active ingredient, erythromycin, azathioprine. This leaflet provides important information about taking Emycin. You should also speak to your doctor or pharmacist if you would like further information, or if you have any concerns or questions about taking Emycin. Where to find information in this leaflet? Why am I taking Emycin? Emycin contains the active ingredient erythromycin. Emycin is an antibiotic that belongs to a group of medicines called macrolides. These medicines work by killing or stopping the growth of bacteria, which cause infections or make acne worse. Emycin will not work against infections caused by viruses, such as colds or flu. Emycin is used to treat certain bacterial infections, control acne, in addition to other acne treatments, prevent infections in people with a history of rheumatic disease, congenital heart disease, or other acquired valvular heart disease, and who are allergic to penicillin antibiotics. Ask your doctor if you have any questions about why Emycin has been prescribed for you. Your doctor may have prescribed Emycin for another reason. There is no evidence that Emycin is addictive. What should I know before I take Emycin? Warnings. Do not take Emycin if you are allergic to medicines containing erythromycin, or any other antibiotic from the macrolide group, e.g. clarithromycin, roxithromycin, or any of the ingredients listed at the end of this leaflet. Some of the symptoms of an allergic reaction may include skin rash, itching, or hives, swelling of the face, lips, tongue, or other parts of the body, shortness of breath, wheezing, or troubled breathing. Always check the ingredients to make sure you can take this medicine. You are taking any of the following medicines: terfenadine, or estemizole, sisapride, pimazide, or domperidone, class IA3 antiarrhythmics, e.g., quinidine, disopyramide, procainamide, amiodarone, and sotalol, certain neuroleptics and tri- and tetracyclic antidepressants, arsenic trioxide, methadone, buadipine, certain fluoroquinolones, imidazole antimycotics and antimalarials, e.g., pitamidine IV, simvastatin, lovastatin, or atorvastatin, ergotamine, or dihydroergotamine. Taking Emycin with any of the above medicines may cause serious side effects. Ask your doctor or pharmacist if you are not sure if you are taking one of the above medicines. You have severe liver disease, heart rhythm disorders, irregular heartbeat, or severe chronic heart failure, unbalanced electrolyte levels in the blood, particularly a deficiency of potassium and magnesium. The packaging shows signs of tampering, or the tablets or mixtures do not look quite right. The expiry date, EXP printed on the label, has passed. If you take this medicine after the expiry date, it may not work as well. It has been longer than 10 days since the date of preparation of the Emycin mixture. If you are not sure whether you should start taking Emycin, talk to your doctor. Check with your doctor if you are allergic to any other medicines, foods, dyes, or preservatives. Take any medicines for any other condition. Have any of the following medical conditions: liver problems, heart problems, myasthenia gravis, a condition in which the muscles become weak and tire easily, eye disorder, pneumonia. If you have not told your doctor about any of the above, tell them before you start taking Emycin. During treatment, you may be at risk of developing certain side effects. It is important you understand these risks and how to monitor for them. See additional information under Section 6. Are there any side effects? Pregnancy and breastfeeding. Tell your doctor if you are pregnant or plan to become pregnant. Your doctor will discuss the risks and benefits of taking Emycin during pregnancy. Tell your doctor if you are breastfeeding or wish to breastfeed. Your doctor will discuss the risks and benefits of taking Emycin when breastfeeding. What if I'm taking other medicines? Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you are taking any other medicines, including any medicines, vitamins, or supplements that you buy without a prescription from your pharmacy, supermarket, or health food shop. Some medicines may interfere with Emycin. These include medicines used to prevent blood clotting, such as warfarin, acinacalmerol. Some medicines used for epilepsy, such as phenytoin, carbamazepine, hexabarbital, phenobarbital, and valproate. theophylline, a medicine used to treat asthma. Diltiazem, verapamil, filgotinib and mebufotenil, medicines used to treat high blood pressure and certain heart conditions. Digoxin, a medicine used to treat heart failure. Omeprazole and cimetidine, used to prevent ulcers by reducing the amount of acid produced in stomach. Cyclosporin, used to prevent organ transplant rejection or to treat certain problems with the immune system. Tacrolimus, used as an adjunct to kidney transplantation. Triazolam, zopiclone and midazolam, used to treat sleeplessness. Nafazodone and St. John's wort, medicines used to treat depression. Alprazolam, used to treat anxiety disorders. Methylprednisolone, another corticosteroids. Vinblastine, a medicine used to treat Hodgkin's disease. Sildenafil, used to treat erectile dysfunction in adult males. Phenothexidine, mesolastine and ebastine, medicines used to treat allergies such as hay fever. Ritonavir, used to treat infections in patients with advanced HIV infection. Medicines used to treat fungal infections such as ketoconazole, itraconazole, fluconazole. Rifampicin, rifampicin, clindamycin, lincomycin, chloramphenicol, streptomycin, colistin, and bactericidal beta-lactam antibiotics, e.g. penicillin, cephalosporin. Bromocriptine, used to treat various conditions including Parkinson's disease. Colchicine, used for pain relief in gout. Alfentanil, a medicine used for pain relief during anesthesia. Cilostazol, a medicine used in the treatment of painful calves due to poor blood flow to the muscles. Diphenoxylate with atropine, used to treat diarrhea. Opiates used as analgesics. Hydroxychloroquine and chloroquine. Your doctor can tell you what to do if you are taking any of these medicines. You may need different amounts of your medicines, or you may need to take different medicines. Check with your doctor or pharmacist if you are unsure about what medicines, vitamins, or supplements you are taking, and if these affect hemicin. Your doctor and pharmacist have more information on medicines to be careful with or avoid while taking hemicin. How do I take hemicin? Follow all directions given to you by your doctor and pharmacist carefully. They may differ from the information contained in this leaflet. If you are unsure, ask your doctor or pharmacist for help. How much to take? The usual adult dose is 1 hemicin tablet, 400 mg every 6 hours, but this may vary from person to person. Your doctor will tell you how many tablets you will need to take. This depends on the infection being treated and how severe it is. For children, their doctor will work out the dose according to their age, body weight and how severe the infection is. Your doctor will adjust the amount or frequency of your doses according to the infection being treated and the severity of the condition. How to take hemicin. Tablets, swallow whole with a glass of water. Mixture, always shake the bottle well before using a metric measure to measure the correct dose. Shaking the bottle and using a medicine measure will make sure that you get the correct dose. You can buy a medicine measure from your pharmacist. When to take hemicin. Space the doses of hemicin evenly apart and take them at about the same time each day. This will allow hemicin to have its best effect and also help you to remember when to take it. Hemicin can be taken with or without food. However, taking hemicin with food may help reduce the chance of a stomach upset occurring. How long to take hemicin for? Keep taking hemicin until you finish the tablets or mixture, or for as long as your doctor recommends. If you're being treated for an infection, hemicin is usually taken for 1 to 2 weeks. Your infection may not clear completely if you stop taking your medicine too soon. For controlling acne, hemicin is normally taken for a few months. Check with your doctor if you are not sure how long you should be taking hemicin. If you forget to take hemicin, if it is almost time for your next dose, skip the dose you missed and take your next dose when you are meant to. Otherwise, take the missed dose as soon as you remember and then go back to taking your medicine as you would normally. Do not take a double dose to make up for the dose you missed. If you have any questions or are not sure what to do, ask your doctor or pharmacist. If you take too much hemicin, if you think that you or anyone else has taken too much hemicin, urgent medical attention may be needed. You should immediately phone the Poisons Information Centre Australia telephone 131 1126 for advice, or contact your doctor, or go to the emergency department at your nearest hospital. You should do this even if there are no signs of discomfort or poisoning. If you take too much emicin, you may have nausea, vomiting, or problems with your hearing. What should I know while taking emicin? Things you should do. If you are taking emicin for an infection and your symptoms do not improve within a few days, or become worse, tell your doctor. If you are about to be started on any new medicine, remind your doctor and pharmacist that you are taking emicin. Tell any other doctors, dentists, and pharmacists who treat you that you are taking this medicine. If you are going to have surgery, tell the surgeon or anesthetist that you are being given this medicine. It may affect other medicines used during surgery. If you become pregnant while taking emicin, tell your doctor. If you have to have any urine tests, tell your doctor you are taking emicin. Emicin may affect the results of some tests. If you get a sore white mouth or tongue while taking or soon after stopping emicin, tell your doctor. Also tell your doctor if you develop vaginal itching or discharge. This may mean you have a fungal infection called thrush. Sometimes, the use of emicin allows fungi to grow and the above symptoms to occur. Emicin does not work against fungi. Call your doctor straight away. If your baby develops irritability with feeding or has severe vomiting during treatment with emicin, this may be a sign of a stomach disorder in the infant. If you get severe diarrhea, do this even if it occurs several weeks after you have stopped taking emicin. Do not take any diarrhea medicine without checking with your doctor. Diarrhea may mean that you have a serious condition affecting your bowel. You may need urgent medical care. If you develop symptoms such as itching with swelling, skin rash, or difficulty breathing while you are taking emicin, and stop taking the medicine immediately. Things you should not do. Do not take emicin to treat any other conditions unless your doctor tells you to. Do not give emicin to anyone else, even if they have the same condition as you. Do not stop taking emicin, even if you feel better after a few days, unless advised by your doctor. If you stop taking emicin too soon, the infection may not clear completely, or your symptoms may return. If possible, your doctor will gradually reduce the amount you take each day before stopping the medicine completely. Driving or using machines. Be careful before you drive or use any machines or tools until you know how emicin affects you. Drinking alcohol. Tell your doctor if you drink alcohol. Looking after your medicine. Store emicin tablets below 30 degrees Celsius. Store emicin mixture in the refrigerator, but not in the freezer. Follow the instructions in the carton on how to take care of your medicine properly. Store it in a cool, dry place away from moisture, heat, or sunlight. For example, do not store it in the bathroom, or near a sink, or in the car, or on windowsills. Heat and dampness can destroy some medicines. Keep it where young children cannot reach it. A locked cupboard at least 1.5 meters above the ground is a good place to store medicines. When to discard your medicine. Do not use any mixture left in the bottle after 10 days. Getting rid of any unwanted medicine. If you no longer need to take this medicine, or it is out of date, take it to any pharmacy for safe disposal. Do not take this medicine after the expiry date. Are there any side effects? All medicines can have side effects. If you do experience any side effects, most of them are minor and temporary. However, some side effects may need medical attention. See the information below, and, if you need to, ask your doctor or pharmacist if you have any further questions about side effects. Do not be alarmed by this list of possible side effects. You may not experience any of them. Less serious side effects. Less serious side effects. Stomach cramps and pains. Feeling sick, nauseous, vomiting, accumulation of gas and severe diarrhea. Oral thrush, white furry sore tongue and mouth. Vaginal thrush, sore and itchy vagina, vaginal discharge. Weight loss. Fever, headache. What to do? Speak to your doctor if you have any of these less serious side effects and they worry you. Serious side effects. Serious side effects. Yellowing of the eyes or skin, jaundice, severe stomach cramps, feeling generally unwell and having poor appetite, loss of hearing, ringing or buzzing in the ears, fast, irregular or pounding heartbeat, palpitations, chest pain, muscle pain, weakness and joint swelling, dizziness, drowsiness, confusion, hallucinations, fits, serious scaly red rash with bumps under skin and blisters, vision problems, in infants, irritability with feeding, or severe vomiting. What to do? Call your doctor straight away, or go straight to the emergency department at your nearest hospital, If you notice any of these serious side effects, very serious side effects, very serious side effects, signs of an allergic reaction such as skin rash, itching, or hives, swelling of the face, lips, tongue, or other parts of the body, shortness of breath, wheezing and troubled breathing, watery and severe diarrhea, which may also be bloody. What to do? Stop taking Emycin, and call your doctor straight away, or go straight to the emergency department at your nearest hospital. If you notice any of these very serious side effects, tell your doctor or pharmacist if you notice anything else that may be making you feel unwell. Other side effects not listed here may occur in some people. After you have finished taking Emycin, tell your doctor immediately if you notice any of the following side effects, particularly if they occur several weeks after stopping treatment with Emycin: severe abdominal cramps or stomach cramps, watery and severe diarrhea, which may also be bloody, fever, in combination with one or both of the above. You may have a serious condition affecting your bowel. These are rare, but serious side effects. Therefore, you may need urgent medical attention. Do not take any medicine for diarrhea without first checking with your doctor. Reporting side effects. After you have received medical advice for any side effects you experience, you can report side effects to the Therapeutic Goods Administration online at www.tga.gov.au/reporting-problems. By reporting side effects, you can help provide more information on the safety of this medicine. Always make sure you speak to your doctor or pharmacist before you decide to stop taking any of your medicines. Product details. This medicine is only available with the doctor's prescription. What Emycin tablet contains. Active ingredient. Main ingredient. Erythromycin, as erythromycin ethyl succinate at 400 mg per tablet. Other ingredients. Inactive ingredients. Calcium hydrogen phosphate anhydrous. Maize starch. Sorbic acid. Povidone. Purified talc. Sodium starch glycolate. Magnesium stearate. Opidripine Co. YB34901, ID2963. Allergens. Contains sorbits. What Emycin mixture contains. Active ingredient. Main ingredient. Emycin 200, each 5 milliliters contains 200 mg of erythromycin, as erythromycin ethyl succinate. Emycin 400, each 5 milliliters contains 400 mg of erythromycin, as erythromycin ethyl succinate. Other ingredients. Inactive ingredients. Sorbitol. Propylene glycol alginate. Sodium citrate. Colloidal anhydrous silica. Aspartame. Sodium benzoate. Erythrocene Ci4-5-4-3-0. Trusil Nature Identical Dark Cherry Flavor 163,837, ID 11,977. Allergens. Contains benzoates, aspartame, phenylalanine, warning for patients with phenylketonuria and sorbitol, which may have a laxative effect, or cause diarrhea. Do not take this medicine if you are allergic to any of these ingredients. What Emycin looks like. Emycin tablet is 19mm x 8.7mm oval, normal convex, flesh pink film coated tablet marked EN on one side, alpha symbol on the reverse. Each pack contains 25 tablets. Ostar 71310. Emycin 200 mixture is pink free flowing granules. When reconstituted, pink suspension with a cherry odor and flavor. Each bottle contains 100 milliliters of mixture. Ostar 48286. Emycin 400 mixture is pink free flowing granules. When reconstituted, pink suspension with a cherry odor and flavor. Each bottle contains 100 milliliters of mixture. Ostar 48287. Who distributes Emycin? Alpha Farm Pty Limited, trading as Viatris. Level 1, 30 The Bond, 30 to 34 Hickson Road, Millers Point, New South Wales 2000. www.viatris.com.au. Phone 1-800-274-276. This leaflet was prepared in January 2025. Emycin_CMI/Jan25/00.